Apostle Paul attempted to persuade King Agrippa to become a Christian. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. Agrippa said, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. Almost persuaded does not make you a Christian. Repenting of your sins and accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith makes you a Christian. The title of this message is, Be a Good Forgetter. Be a Good Forgetter. Our text for this message is found in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. At the close of this message, I'm going to give you an opportunity to make the greatest decision that a spiritually lost person can ever make. And that is the decision to repent of your sins and give Christ complete control of your life. Today is your date with destiny. Eternity is way too long. You've been putting this decision off for some time now. Today, you give your heart to Jesus. You will never, ever regret it. I've met many people who gave their life to Christ when they were older, and here's what they said, and I quote, I wish that I had made this decision when I was young. I wish that I had made this decision when I was young. End of quote. I love you. Let the power of God touch your life today. Be a good forgetter. The Apostle Paul pens these words in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Would you pray with me? Father, in Christ's name, we praise your holy name that before the foundation of the world you knew that we would be here today. I'm aware, Father, of the assignment that is before me. Empty me of myself and fill me with nothing but your powerful Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Father, may not one word leave my tongue, but that it does not first come from thee to me. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Christian life, New Testament, calls Philippians chapter 3, pressing toward the mark. The Ryrie Study Bible calls Philippians chapter 3, the prize of the Christian life. The American Standard Bible calls Philippians chapter 3, the goal of life. The Apostle Paul, the man who God used to write this book of Philippians, tells us this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The Apostle Paul had a torrid and a wretched past, but he did not live in bondage to his past. Unfortunately, many Christians live in bondage to their past, which has been forgiven and forgotten by their Lord. They allow the devil and the world system and the evangelical system to put them on a never-ending guilt trip. This is not God's plan for the Christian. He wants us to be free in Christ. In John 8:36, Jesus states, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. All of my life, I have seen precious people who have truly repented of their sins and made Jesus their Lord and Savior by faith, pushed aside and rejected by the religious world because of their past. This is legalism, and it is wrong. In Romans 8, 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul states, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The writings of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament alone show us that we are to be a good forgetter. Forget your past as Christ has already done so. Be a good forgetter. Forget your past as Christ has already done so. First of all, today, I want to admonish you to forget those things which are behind. Forget those things which are behind. Look back at Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Paul states, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. The bad news about the past is everybody has one. The good news about the past is that our Lord forgives and forgets it. Paul had a torrid, wretched past. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, he calls himself chief among sinners. Why would a man so greatly used by God call himself chief among sinners? Well, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 6, he speaks of persecuting the church. He was a Pharisee and a Judaizer. They had all kinds of legalistic rules and regulations. It was their way, or no way, or the highway. Does this sound familiar? The Bible tells us Paul hated Christians in Acts chapter 22, verses 4, 19, and 20. We read about this man's life. He held the coats for the people who stoned God's great servant Stephen to death. He even had Christians killed and thrown into prison, and he even beat them himself. How can a man who did this to God's people say, "I forget those things which are behind"? Paul could say this because God had forgiven him for his terrible sins and then called him into his service. In 1 Timothy 1:16, Paul states, "However, for this reason, I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life." Paul did not get what he deserved. He got mercy. Mercy, not justice, is what everyone gets when they come to Jesus in true repentance. Why? 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 tells us that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Paul knew that if God could forgive him, he could forgive anybody. Have you received the forgiveness and the mercy of the Lord Jesus? In just a few moments, this message will be over, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to make the greatest decision that a spiritual lost person can ever make, the decision to repent of your sins and make Christ your Lord and Savior by faith. Don't put this decision off any longer. Eternity is way too long to be wrong. When Paul wrote Philippians chapter 3, he had been a Christian for about 30 years, and he wanted the church at Philippi to know that he had not yet arrived as a Christian. Neither have any of us, including pastors, evangelists, missionaries, deacons, and elders. None of us have by any means reached the final stage of spiritual growth, which is glorification. You see, there are three levels of spiritual growth: justification, sanctification, and glorification. Justification is achieved when we repent of our sins and accept Christ as our Lord and Savior by faith. He justifies us. He cleanses us and forgives us of all of our sins, just as if we had never sinned. That's justification. And then the next stage of spiritual growth is sanctification. Sanctification, that's when, as a new believer, we're in the Word of God and we're praying. We're telling others about what Jesus has done for us, and we're pleading with them to give their heart and give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's sanctification. And then the final stage of spiritual growth is glorification. Glorification, that none of us has reached that stage of spiritual growth yet. That's when the Bible says we will see Jesus face to face. We will see Him as He is, and we will be like Him. That's 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. That's glorification. So we have those three stages of spiritual growth. And Paul knew that he had not yet attained a full spiritual maturity, just as none of us ever has. He had won many spiritual battles. He had grown in his walk with Christ. But he, just as you and I, was not perfect. He, just as you and I, had not yet attained to full spiritual maturity, but he was determined. He was determined to forget the past. Today, I want to encourage you, be a good forgetter. Forget your past. Let go of your past as Christ has already done so. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, Paul tells us that the Spirit of God gives life. You're free in Christ, so forget the past as He has already done. Let Satan accuse you all he wants. You are free in Christ. Romans 8. Verses 31 through 39 tell us that absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And then in John chapter 8, we read the great story about a woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. And the people brought her before Jesus, and they were going to stone her to death because adultery was grounds for stoning in biblical times. And Jesus wrote in the sand, And he told those people, if any of you has never sinned, I want you to cast the first stone at this woman. And all of the people left who were about to stone this woman caught in the very act of adultery to death. Jesus looked at her and he said, woman, where are all of your accusers? They're all gone. Your sins are forgiven. And he said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Don't let people put you on a never-ending guilt trip. Don't let people put you in bondage to your past sins that Jesus has forgiven and forgotten. In Galatians 5:1, the Apostle Paul states, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Jesus has set you free. Chris Sammons states, and I quote, Father, I release into your hands the burdens of my past. I throw them off like shackles around my running shoes. Free me now to run the race that you've marked out for me. I am your servant. Use me in Jesus' name. Amen. Be a good forgetter today. Let go of your past as Christ has already done so. Forget it. Put it behind you. First of all, we want to forget those things which are behind. Secondly, today, you want to reach forward to those things which are ahead. You want to reach forward to those things which are ahead. Look back in our text in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Paul states, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Paul was willing to let his past be past. He was willing to become a good forgetter. God had forgiven him. David tells us in Psalm 103 verse 12 that our great God has separated our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. And when your past sins are that far from you, you're free in Christ to move forward in faith. Paul pursued the Christian life with the enthusiasm and the persistence of a runner in the Greek games. What was before Paul? Could God even use somebody like him? Well, all God did through the Apostle Paul was write 13 of the 27 books in the New Testament, not counting all the churches that he started. Paul was neither haunted nor was he held back from serving his Lord Jesus Christ by his past. He was motivated by his past. Let your past failures motivate you to be all that you can be for your Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10, Paul states, for I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. I heard a story a number of years ago of a man in a church. He was married for many years to his wife, and they already had grandchildren who were starting to grow up. This man left his wife for a younger woman at work. And he drug his wife through the scum and the mire and the muck of divorce court as he lied to her and lied on her, and he broke her heart. This dear lady was a committed follower of Jesus Christ, and her church began to pray for her. Her church began to pray for her husband. The divorce was finalized, and still he had not come to faith in Christ. Then one Sunday night, in the middle of the service, as this dear lady's pastor was proclaiming the gospel message, her ex-husband came busting through the doors of the church, and he came running down the aisle, and he flung himself on the altar before his God. And a man who was there who witnessed that beautiful scene said that church came and gathered around that sinner who was willing to repent of his adultery. They gathered around him and laid their hands on him as if a vacuum had brought them down to that old-fashioned Holy Ghost altar. He repented of his sins and he gave his heart to Jesus. And one bystander said that he could even literally physically see the demons fighting to keep control of this man's life. But he prayed and the power of Christ set him free. The next day, the tongues of the legalists began to wag. One legalist said, to this dear lady, well, I guess you're going to remarry that old dirty, filthy, rotten thing. With only the forgiveness, the grace, the love, and the mercy that this dear lady had in her heart, she said this, and I quote, honey, let me tell you something. If he's clean enough for Almighty God, he's clean enough for me. If he's clean enough for Almighty God, he's clean enough for me. End of quote. And she remarried him. And God gave them holy matrimony. This man started going out into the community and telling people what Jesus had done for him. Paul makes it very clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, that fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, thieves, covetous people, drunkards, revilers, and extortioners will not go to heaven. He makes it very clear that those people will not go to heaven. And then here's what he says. He's talking to the church at Corinth. The city of Corinth was more vile and wicked and immoral than any city in America today. Paul has this to say to the church in Corinth about these sinners. And I quote, and such were some of you, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. When God forgives you, you're clean enough for service in His kingdom. David, God's great servant, repented after he had committed adultery and murder and tried to hide it. God forgave him. He still had to live with the consequences of his adulterous, murderous behavior. But God forgave him and he still used him. When Jesus died on that cross for your sins and my sins and the sins of the world, he cried out, Tetelestai, Tetelestai, meaning it is finished. The sin debt had been paid once and for all. In Romans 6:10, Paul states, for the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. You can move forward in faith when you're clean in the eyes of God. What is before you? What is before any of us who have been cleansed and forgiven by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus? What is before us when we've been cleansed and washed by the precious blood of our Lord? In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Paul states, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to save you. He came to love you. He came to forgive you. He did not come to condemn you. And he has forgiven you and saved you to serve him. And he will be faithful to complete the great work that he has begun in you. I plead with you today with all that is within me. Do not let the devil and man condemn you for sins that Christ has already forgiven. Reach forward to those things which are ahead. C.S. Lewis, the brilliant Oxford professor, who became a theologian later in life, as he accepted Christ later in life, C.S. Lewis states, and I quote, any fixing of the mind on old evils beyond what is absolutely necessary for repenting of our own sins and forgiving those of others is certainly useless and usually bad for us. We must try, he states very hard, not to keep on endlessly chewing the cud. Be a good forgetter. Forget your past as Christ has already done so. Right there where you are today, Jesus loves you. Oh, he loves you so much. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever will believe in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Please trust in him today. All you have to do is to repent of your sins and accept him by faith. Repent means to change your mind about your sins, turn from your sins, and ask Jesus to forgive you for all of your sins. The Bible says, in Acts 3:19, repent and be converted that your sins will be blotted out when the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. And then you must accept Christ by faith. Faith is believing even though you cannot see Him. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Grace is God's love for you and for me that we do not deserve. and because of His love for you and for me that we do not deserve, and our faith in Him, we can be saved. You can't save yourself. I can't save you. No super hired holy man can save you. Only Jesus can save you today. I want to point you to Jesus. He died on that cross for you today. Give your heart to Him today. Be a good forgetter. Forget your past as Christ has already done so. First of all, I want to admonish you to forget those things which are behind. Secondly, I want to admonish you to reach forward to those things which are ahead. And thirdly, press toward the goal. Press toward the goal. In our text in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, Paul states, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul did not desire to be stagnant in his growth in Christ. God had called him, and he was pressing on to be all that he could be for his Lord. A mark of spiritual maturity is to become more like Jesus every day. Press toward the goal, no matter what has happened in your life. Realize who you are in Christ. You're righteous in the eyes of God once you've been cleansed and forgiven by the Lord Jesus. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. In Luke chapter 9, verses 59 and 60, Jesus called a man to follow Him. And the man said, wait a minute, let me first care for my dad until he dies. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury the dead. And what Jesus meant was this, let the spiritually dead bury the physically dead. Realize who you are in Christ. We're not dead, we're alive. Discipleship is now. Let people who hold on to their past and to your past, hold on to it. Yours is behind you. Press toward the goal in your walk with Christ. Go where He leads you to go to serve Him. Kate Wilkinson states, and I quote, may I run the race before me, strong and brave to face the foe, looking only unto Jesus as I onward go. Following Jesus today and tomorrow should be your number one priority in living. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Isn't it interesting? Paul penned these words, as well as the entire book of Philippians, in prison. This great servant of God had every reason to be depressed. He had every reason to feel guilty. But yet, he tells us to forget those things which are behind, to reach forward to those things which are ahead, and to press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul was in prison physically, but not spiritually. And nobody, absolutely nobody, or nothing could convince him otherwise. Be a good forgetter. Forget your past as Christ has already done. He loves you. He wants the best for you. He wants every day of your life to count for Him. Don't let anybody put you down for what Christ has already forgiven and forgotten. You be all you can be for Him. Paul knew what he was talking about when he said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I saw a Facebook post within the last few years, and here's what it said, and I quote, God can take a nobody from nowhere and make a somebody from somewhere with anybody from anywhere. Isn't that a brilliant statement? Listen carefully again, and I quote, God can take a nobody from nowhere and make a somebody from somewhere with anybody from anywhere. End of quote. Be a good forgetter. Forget your past as Christ has already done so. K. Arthur, the great Bible teacher, says this, and I quote, the past is past and will never be changed. Why focus on what cannot be changed? Why dwell on what only makes you miserable? It is forgiven by God. End of quote. Someone said this so very beautifully, and I quote, "Divorce the past, court the present, marry the future." Divorce the past, court the present, marry the future. End of quote. Right there where you are today. You've been haunted and held back by your past for way too long, because you've never given your heart to Jesus to begin with. And right there where you are right now, I want you to pray with me right now to give your heart and to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You pray with me right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I know that you died on the cross for me. I repent. I turn from all my sins. Please forgive me. I now accept you as my Savior, and I follow you as my Lord. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and save me, I pray. I give to you, sweet Jesus, complete control of my life. Give me the assurance and the peace that I've been saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You've been transformed by the power of God. You've gone from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven, where it will never, ever be erased. You are forgiven. You let me know of your decision. I have some materials that I want to send you. And then you're listening and watching today, and you're a Christian, but the evangelical world and the secular world are throwing your past up to you. And today, I want to encourage you to let your past go once and for all. You pray with me right now, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm forgiven. And Lord, you know all of this carnage that people are throwing up to me about my past. Lord, they've broken my heart. You have cleansed me. You've forgiven me. I thank you that I'm forgiven. Give me the grace and the mercy and the peace to forgive myself and to know that I belong to you forever. Thank you for your precious blood, Lord Jesus, today that has cleansed me from all of my sins. I recommit my life to you. Empower me to live the Christian life, bold, daring, dynamic faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, you're cleansed and forgiven today. Move forward for your Lord.